watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the first day of services 2026, and I'm with Drew Hash in the Southwind space. Drew, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. So good to see you. Here we are, another year services. He just told me this is his 17th year doing this.
Of doing the videos. Yeah, exactly. So let's talk about your past. You spent the first half of your career in flooring in the hardwood business, and then 3 years ago, you came over here. This was formerly known as Cherokee Carpet, and it evolved, and you have a big hard surface business as well, right?
We do, yeah. First back up is you asked me. Yes, I started with Hartco Flooring Company in Oneida, Tennessee, and was fortunate as they got bought. I moved on with ultimately to Armstrong and then worked for Zitcraft Hardwood for years. And then very fortunate that I'm now at Southwind. And like you said, hard surface is a big part of our business. Carpet's still very important, and we'll talk about that.
Actually, I've been liking your marketing. You must have some talent there helping you with your marketing, but I'm telling you, I like the whole Southern, you know, you're serving some sweet tea back here.
Yes, sir. I mean, we're very fortunate. One of the first things that I did when I came on board was I met this guy across from us, Seth Gladden, and he and his team have done a fantastic job with us, really separating us from others. And like I said, very fortunate we came across each other's paths.
Actually, let's talk for a second about that. That's called a unique selling proposition. To have a brand that's differentiated, that's known for a certain thing. Why do you think dealers buy Southwind products?
Well, we hope, you know, number one is distribution. Versus some of the other companies, you're not going to find us in a market at every store, every location. So they can have the ability, hopefully, to make a little bit more money selling our products. Behind that, I say, you know, my theme always the same thing is that we're going to have good-looking, well-styled, competitively priced products delivered and serviced on time. That's what we're all about. I mean, we could sit here and talk about how much better our carpet, how much better our hard surface, but it's really about how we service it, about our teams out there. And ultimately, hopefully, they feel like they're doing business with people that really care about their business, where they make more money.
So tell us, how was business last year?
I would love to tell you that it was a great year, but then I wouldn't be telling you the truth. We were down in the single digits, but I think, you know, you have Bruce Zwicker and others that talk about the market. I think we were right in there with them. We're a little bit heavy on the residential side, so we feel like that was probably down a little bit more than commercial. But all in all, we feel good, and we feel like we've come through, hopefully, the worst of the worst, and hopefully things are going to head up this year in 26.
I remember last year you were launching this product called Summit, a WPC product that was 3/4 inches thick, and I think that was a home run for you, wasn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it solves so many problems, and we're so fortunate we came up with the idea, worked with our vendor, and it's been a home run. Our only challenge has been actually just keeping it in the barn, and we kind of sort of finally fixed that, but the demand on it really kind of surprised us. Not kind of, it really did surprise us.
You just never know when you launch a product how many people are going to want it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you have to catch up with your inventory, right?
Well, and the lead times, of course, it's coming from Asia. So we all know that takes time.
So talk about what's going on in 26 with you guys. What's new?
First, I want to talk about our carpet business. It's still so important to us. And maybe I'm not trying to single out anybody, but, you know, there's really six of us that I would say still in that business as far as manufacturing and servicing that business. So important. I mean, if we're talking about vinyl, Kemp, I don't know how many people are exhibiting, but everybody in this place has vinyl.
Too.
Yeah, exactly. So we love carpet from that perspective. And I was another good move I made when I came in is I was fortunate enough to get some talent to join me, which was Blaine Haywood, who had been at Shaw for, you know, nearly 40 years. And Blaine has completely transformed our carpet business and our carpet offering from a me too, so-so kind of products to I think we have one of the best styled product lines in the industry, no doubt about it. And what we're launching this year, really exciting. And one of the things that we've really stressed makes us a little different on the pattern goods is we are very focused on that business because we still see that products primarily going in bedrooms. So the pattern business is really, really growing. And so we have 6 new introductions, 4 patterns.
Is that texture pattern, color patterns, or both?
Both. Yeah, we got both. And again, he's done such a good job of really designing those products. And I think we don't come out with a zillion SKUs. We come out with hopefully things that are going to be the meat of the market. And that's what you got when you get Southwind.
Tell us, where's the hard surface business going?
Well, I mean, vinyl is still king. I wish, you know, like we talked about hardwood, I wish hardwood was still as strong as it was, although we do see some things gaining with hardwood, but vinyl is still king. And we've really seen that shift away from SPC more to WPC. And frankly, another product we're launching or another system we're launching around 5mm LVT luxury. Some people would call loose lay, but it's 5mm product. So we see movements towards that and movements towards WPC and a little bit away from SPC.
So what's your call for 26? You think we're going to have a good year? I mean, I'm hearing some pretty good things at first month anyway.
Well, I mean, we're all hopeful this time of the year. If you're not, you're probably in the wrong business. But I mean, I think the reality is we're going to get some momentum and we're going to say, like we always say, the second half of the year is going to be better. The main thing we want to always say to our customers, thank you for your business. And what I'd say is, if you're not doing business with Southwind, you know, give us a shot. Give us a chance. If a territory manager comes and sees you, please give them a shot. And like I said, we appreciate your business. Thank you.
People buy from people, don't they?
Yes, sir.
All right. Again, been talking to Drew Hash here in Southwind, and you've been watching Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.